We're here with Joe Prox of The Prospector. There's a Alyeska and Oil Industry Appreciation Night tonight, 4 to 8, for all of those in the oil industry. Tell us about that.
Well, I don't think a lot of people know how the pipeline ended up coming to Valdez. It was business leaders John Kelsey, Bill Wyatt, and George Gilson got together, and both Bill and John told me this story, although they credit each other for coming up with the idea to begin with. Bill Wyatt had originally built what is now the Best Western Hotel. It was the Wyatt House, and lots of people had stayed there, and he had some contacts for executives in Humble Oil, and that Humble Oil was the precursor to Exxon. And so the idea was, did they know about Valdez and that we were the northernmost ice-free port? Because the pipeline, the plan had always been for it to go to Kenai. And lots of people, lots of important people in Alaska had bought up land all over Kenai because they were getting ready for this oil terminal to come there. And Bill Wyatt didn't travel down there, but John Kelsey and George Gilson flew down to Houston with maps of the port, and they said they literally spread them out on the floor and said, hey, are you guys aware of this? And they came and looked, and sure enough, they switched the terminal location from Kenai to Valdez. I need to come up with both those recordings. I recorded both of them telling me the story. It was really fun that they went and invited an industry to come here. I guess, you know, that's quite a thing for Valdez, you know, for a town like this to have that industry here. And it was literally because those three guys went down there and invited them to come take a look. And actually, George Gilson, who was the mayor at the time, became sick on that trip, stopped in Seattle, and they discovered he had cancer, as I understand, and he never made it back to Valdez. So it was his last official thing as the mayor of Valdez. Of course, the Gilson family is here, the Wyatts as well, and Kelsey Dock is named after John Kelsey. Those families still continue to be in Valdez and, you know, contribute and be part of our history.
And there are a lot of families that have worked at the pipeline. A lot of the employees have huge longevity here, and in addition to their employment at Alyeska, make huge contributions on nonprofit boards and organizations and
Both my brothers retired from Alyeska. There's long time employees over there. I should know that better. Kate or someone at Alyeska would
know
that better.
Our current mayor works at Alyeska.
Our current mayor is from Alyeska. There's second generation jobs at Alyeska. You know, I'm aware of that. But those are really, they're fantastic jobs. They're interesting, challenging, and, you know, think of all the benefits of that pipeline.
There is an Alyeska and Oil Appreciation event tonight, 4 to 8 at Prospector. And Joe, I think you'll be there. I think you would love to hear some of the stories. If people have oil industry stories or history to share while they're in the store tonight.
Yeah, that's always fun to hear how people got there. And my brother was there at the startup and the things that they had to do to get that thing running and stuff. Some of those stories are pretty funny. So yeah, it's a nice thing. If people, those workers and stuff, they should be recognized for what they do for town and the industry they support.
I know some invites went out, but for folks in the oil industry who may not have gotten a message or an email, explain who can come. You'd like to see everyone in the oil industry.
Sure. If you're directly employed by Alyeska, Serves, PetroStar, TCC, gosh, I'm going to forget naming all the different companies, but directly, indirectly, Crowley, you know, please stop by, and we'd love to have you. It's 20% off anything in the store. We're featuring the new FR and high-vis clothing. We've got a lot of work boots. We have a lot of great door prizes and pizza and drinks. So, yeah, it should be a fun evening. Just stop in between 4 and 8.